Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Americans have traditionally welcomed immigrants from all over the world, but we do expect immigrants to become Americans and assimilate into our unique American culture. Unfortunately, in the last couple of decades, there appear to be powerful forces working against assimilation of newcomers. Learning English is an essential component of assimilation. The federal government actually opposes language assimilation by funding bilingual education in the public schools. This does not teach children two languages. It keeps immigrant children speaking their native language for years instead of learning English rapidly as our forefathers did when they arrived in the United States. Bilingual education was rejected on referendum in three states, but the federal government continues to impose it on the schools. Bilingual education is a government-funded project that discourages assimilation. Another government interference with assimilation is the foreign language sections of the Voting Rights Act. Since immigrants have to speak English to be naturalized and only citizens are eligible to vote, we don't need foreign language ballots. However, some congressmen claim we have so many native-born Americans who can't speak English. This means that millions of today's immigrants are allowing their children to grow up never learning English. They live in neighborhoods where only Spanish is spoken, and that is not assimilation. Unfortunately, there are other forces in our country that do not favor assimilation. In addition to the above examples, there are pressure groups that favor dual citizenship, allowing people to vote in both the U.S. and Mexico, demonstrations waving the Mexican flag, and radical groups that teach that the U.S. stole the Southwest from Mexico and that it really belongs to Mexico. Our policy should be to use every inducement to get immigrants to learn English and not accommodate them in a foreign language.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 420. 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says you can fool some of the people all of the time, and those are the ones you want to concentrate on. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along as I shuffle my papers here and try to get ready to go on the air. And we're going to visit today with you and I. Didn't have a guest, but now...
That's the last time you get a three-day weekend.
I know it. I tell you, it's raining. It's raining. Not much. There's a little drizzle coming down, and the frogs are all running and hiding. They don't know what wet is. Anyway... I watched, couldn't believe my eyes, over the weekend, Ron Paul actually appeared on CNN.
They showed his face and everything.
They showed his face. They let him talk a little bit, not much. And I cannot remember the lady that was the anchor lady, you know. But she has no clue as to what kind of questions to ask. I mean, these people, I don't know if they just act dumb or if they don't know any better. I've seen this happen a couple of times. Just they ask stupidest questions. Like one of the questions she asked, I wish I'd have taken notes now. Well, I didn't think about mentioning it on the air today. But one of the questions she asked was, well, you don't like the Bush administration, do you? But it took her 15 minutes, it seemed like, to ask that one question. She just rambled on and finally got to, well, you don't like the Bush. He says, no, and I didn't like the Clinton administration, and I haven't liked any administrations during my lifetime. See, he and I are the same age, practically, more or less. I think he's a little younger than I am. Looks older. Of course, you know, he doesn't have the opportunity to live around young people here like I do. But anyhow... Then she just didn't know what to ask him. And if he'd start to answer, then she'd kind of cut him off a little bit. But he did get on the air. And she says, well, people don't know you. And I wouldn't have been as nice as he was. I'd have said, no, it's because of idiots like you in the news media. But being a nice guy like he is, he didn't say that. He could have. And he's probably smart, but not doing it. But anyway, he's made several comments here. And boy, the guy is really a ball of fire. Now, he doesn't talk a ball of fire. The first time I heard Ron Paul speak was, I don't know, it's 4 or 5 years ago, whenever Henry Lamb had one of his, the first one that he had out west on this, Agenda 21, on Freedom 21.
Freedom 21.
Yeah, we went out to Reno, and Ron Paul was the main speaker out there. Did a beautiful job, but all he does is talk about how our present, past, and many past administrations have not honored their oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the United States. It's as simple as that. And this goes back, like I said, all of our lives, Ron and I, he's in his 70s, and I am also, It goes all the way back to FDR. I mean, that New Deal program, they just absolutely destroyed the Constitution. Nothing in that New Deal program would allow the government to do what it did for that FDR set up. And I see, you know, well, his face, isn't it? Franklin Roosevelt's face is on Mount, almost said Mount Sinai. I think that's not quite right. It's
Teddy. Huh? Teddy.
Is it Teddy? I know Teddy's on there, but I believe FDR is, isn't he?
Yeah, I wouldn't bet a nickel to a dollar.
Well, Washington, Washington and Lincoln and Teddy, and there's two more. Isn't there five faces,
Jefferson,
or is there just four?
Jefferson.
I don't know.
I did just get a call from Nebraska saying that Ron Paul was on Face the Nation yesterday morning.
Oh really? Do you have the guy on there? Wonder what he said. I mean, wonder if they were they, hey, from Nebraska, give us a call. I'd like to know how they handled the situation. Did they let him? Did they give him a fair shake? Give us a call back. Anyway, Paul says the American Republic is in remnant status. The stage is set for our country to devolve into a military dictatorship, and few seem to care. And hey, we've been talking about this for years, and Ron Paul has been talking about this for years. In fact, he discussed that, if I remember right, when we were in Reno. He says, first, here's what he said on November the 7th, and today is what, the 12th, so it's last week. First, we stop the killing, and then we restore the Constitution. These are our two main priorities. He is the only candidate who's promising to do either. The only true American candidate running for president. Oh, that's another thing that, have you got the guy back? Good, good, good. Who do we have here?
Actually, we have a lady named Jerry from York, Nebraska. Jerry, what did you see yesterday morning on Face the Nation?
Well, they had Ron Paul on, and I don't remember just exactly what it was all said, but I felt that they treated him pretty good. Schaefer interviewed him, so I didn't think it was all that bad.
Well, good. I looked for the media to try to destroy him.
Yeah, well, they got a hard time to figure him out, supposedly. But
if they ever read the Constitution, he wouldn't be hard to figure out.
Yeah, well, that's what they try and...
He was on, you said, Meet the Press?
Face the Nation.
Face the Nation. Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Jerry.
Yeah.
Anyway, I remember now one of the questions that this CNN lady asked. She said, here are the two main problems with the United States. And she was quoting a poll, which took her an hour and 45 minutes to do. And she said, people are concerned about the economy and about the war. And he says it's all one thing. He says the war is causing what you're seeing in the economy, or much of it. Then he tried to explain that, and of course it was so far over her head. I don't know where they get these ditties that come in here and supposed to be highly intelligent newscasters. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned with a difference of opinion here. Jerry in York, Nebraska said she thought they gave Paul a fair shake. Joe in New York, you saw the same Face the Nation and you had a different opinion.
Hi. Well, I mean, I don't want to completely disagree or anything, but there were just a couple of questions where sort of the host, Schiffer, was trying to sneakily make him look stupid. He would say something like, oh, you know, you're probably my age. Have you ever heard of the internet before this? You know, and questions and questions like, you know, you're against Federal Reserve, you're against abortion, you're against this, you're against everything. Are you for anything?
That was the way they asked the question.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But, you know, Paul did a great job on the internet. You know, he answered that, you know, I've been using it since, I think he said, you know, the mid-90s. And, you know, he said, obviously I'm for a lot of things. You just chose to say, to look on the flip side of the issue. But so I thought he handled it very well. But, yeah, Schiffer, you know, there were a couple of questions. You know, he seemed very nice, but he always tried to get something in the way he phrased the question.
Oh, they always do. And I think this is going to get a lot worse because he's going to come on, and he's coming on strong. And you know what really upsets me about this whole thing, and I can put up with the news media, but when we see patriots out here that say, oh, I can't vote for Paul, I say, why? Because he can't win. Well, no, he can't win if you're not going to vote for him. We were at the small farm show a week ago Friday, and I visited with some folks who are patriots. I mean, these people are doing a great job out there getting the word out, and they said, you know, that he doesn't have a chance. Well, no, if everybody says he doesn't, you know, you'll get what you say. And here's the only opportunity that I see that we have to get someone who believes in the Constitution in there, because all the rest of them absolutely do not. They've all swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. They've all tried to go around it. If they can't do it by using an unconstitutional bill, they sign a treaty of some sort. And all of these people are CFR. I say all of them. There might be another one or two that's not, but they're practically all CFR members. They wouldn't be able to control Ron Paul. Now, I can't remember the exact figures. I think I have them here somewhere. Here's some of the things he says he wants to do. Repeal the Patriot Act. He voted against it, you see. And they'll use that against him. Well, you voted against everything. They call him Dr. No. He has voted. And if I'd have been right along beside him, I'd have voted right along with him. What bill has been passed in my lifetime and in your lifetime, Joe, that has not been unconstitutional if you went back and read the Constitution and did according to what it said? Hey, we're going to have to take a break. Yes, I knew that. I knew that music was coming. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hey, Derry.
Yeah.
Can we take one more call on Ron Paul?
Yeah. Just let me mention what Don said first.
Go ahead. You bet.
We got a call from Tennessee just a moment ago saying, well, Ron Paul wasn't the only person to vote against the Patriot Act. No, but over half of them did. That's the thing. It was close. But Ron Paul was the only, to my knowledge, the only congressman ever to try to overturn Roe versus Wade. He comes up with that bill regularly, and, of course, he can't even get a co-signer on it. Okay, let's go to whoever you have there.
Let's go to Barbara in Ohio. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Hey, you're on the air, Barbara.
Okay. Listen, I was interested in talking about Ron Paul. I saw him on the Schieffer Face the Nation, and I thought he did a marvelous job. You're right. Schieffer tried to put him down. You're anti, and he had a whole list, and he just calmly just said, well, on every opposite thing, there's a positive, and he started listing all his positive things, and he just handled himself so well, and I was just so impressed with Ron Paul. And one thing I think you'll find amazing, one of the things Schieffer said was, well, you want to go back to the gold standard. Why? And I'm thinking, why? I mean, you know, this just shows the mentality of these commentators and anchors and what have you. But I just want to kudos to Ron Paul. I think he handled himself very well. I would have gotten angry and walked off.
No, you can't do that. And that's why he's smarter than you are. You and I are, Barbara.
Oh, absolutely. But the other two callers, you know, everybody sees things differently. But, I mean, he had an answer. He calmly handled himself well. And I just wanted to weigh in on that.
Okay, you bet. Appreciate the call. Here's some of the things that he wants to do. He's, as I said, going to repeal the pay. Now, listen to these things very carefully. Repeal the Patriot Act, which has taken a bunch and a gob out of the Constitution. We won't go into each individual thing. He wants to repeal the Military Commissions Act, to reinstate posse comitatus, reinstate due process. You mean we don't have due process? No, not with the Patriot Act we don't. He wants to reinstate habeas corpus. You mean we don't have habeas corpus? No, not anymore. And the presumption of innocence. See, you're no longer innocent till you're proven guilty. You've got to prove that you're not guilty. They don't have to prove that you are. Now, if you're O.J. Simpson, little bitty difference. But if you're out there doing something legal, according to the Constitution, you have to prove that you are innocent. Okay? Paul's the only candidate who understands the economic problems. And I'm going to talk about the economic thing here in just a minute. But He knows how this massive definite spending is getting us in trouble. He sees that our manufacturing base is gone. He sees the dollar falling down, down, down. He may not be able to pull us back from this terrible situation that we're falling into, but he could build some confidence at least. He knows more about foreign trade, apparently, than anybody that we've had in Washington for a long, long time. And anyhow, on November the 5th, this just happened on one day, he raised over $4 million in one day. He now has a bank of $6.84 million that he's raised in the first 5 weeks of this quarter. So there's people out there that are believing like Barbara and I do. And I think the guy has got a good chance. If not, he can scare the rest of them into trying to do something right for a change. Anyway, I think the media will deliberately keep him off the air as long as they possibly can. And when they are forced to put him on, they're going to try to play him down, make him look like some kind of an idiot that would want to go back to the gold standard. Come on, gold's just 800. They tell me it's down a little bit today, but it's still right at $800 an ounce. Yes, Jeff, did you start to say something? Okay. Anyway, back to the fact that he understands our economic situation. The USDA, for example, first of all, our government has borrowed some $9 trillion. And it's costing us like $500 and some billion just to keep the interest paid up. I mean, it won't be very long at the interest. In fact, the interest right now, well, I'm not going into that because I can't prove it. And I'm just speaking off the cuff here. But I think if it's not over the tax income, interest is right at as much as we take in taxes. But don't quote me on that. Anyway, just to show you how fast our government wants to give money away. And I've been quoting just the Department of Agriculture every time I see one of these reports come out. And here's the one for Monday of this week. Agriculture Department of Acting Secretary announced nearly $257 million in conservation security payments. Protecting, in other words, farmers can get this money for protecting the soil, water, air, fish, and wildlife. The payments are for current watersheds. Come on, all right. Then they don't worry too much about the farmers. They've got money for everybody. Here, oh, more music. Okay, when we come back, I'll show you real quickly how fast our government can give money away. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advance planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com.
Friends, for just $35 a year, you can get the most beautiful magazine in the West, The Paragon, the quarterly publication of the Paragon Foundation. Give it as a gift. Here's the executive director, G.B. Oliver.
It's so very difficult doing what we do, but yet it's the most worthwhile thing in the world. We have the most worthwhile job that we will ever have because I think the decisions we make and the progress we make right now are going to determine whether our children and grandchildren grow up in a free country or they grow up in servitude. Unfortunately, people don't get involved in it till somebody's got them by the throat and taken everything that they own away from them. So this Paragon Foundation is absolutely dedicated to protecting those rights and protecting those properties that you have. And I don't know of another organization across the country that offers some of the things that we offer. I'm proud of it.
So pick up the telephone and dial toll-free 1-877-847-3443 and join the Paragon Foundation today. Online at paragonfoundation.org.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. For the first time in our country, decisions you make about food will determine whether you live free or die hard. You can decide to ignore us fools that scream food shortage, contamination, genetic poisoning, or you can store as much food as you can get. You can decide you can't afford a supply, or you can do whatever it takes to get food because you're a survivor, not a quitter. You can decide to plan food supplies for Christmas. What if you decide to do nothing? If you're right, and there's plenty of safe food, you can laugh at the fools who stocked up. They were wrong, but what did they lose? Nothing. But if you're wrong with no food, you'll lose everything. Freedom, children, guns, home, even life. Can you afford to be wrong? Place your bet. Food or no food? Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, education is what you get when you read the fine print. Experience is what you get when you don't. Derry Brownfield.
Okay, we have a big bank of callers. I'll get to you in just a moment. I wanted to just show you, though, how this one agency gives money away by the millions every week. Now, I mentioned that they were going to give, what, $257 million to help farmers keep the little rabbits and quail happy, all right? Then they're going to give $4.8 million to the USDA's Cooperative Research, Education, and Extension Service. Now, these are the same people that wants NASA, National Animal Identification System, out there and doing everything they can to destroy our personal feelings about it and our ability to not go along with the program. Then there's $5 million in education grants to Hispanic-serving institutions. The USDA provided more than $234 million to help market American farm products overseas. Again, how many farmers do you know that sell overseas? You see, this is just a big multinational corporation that's getting a free ride out of that. But anyway, we've got to get rid of all of this money. And very quickly, before I go to the callers here, I see now where immigrants over 65 years of age can apply for SSI and Medicaid and get more than a lot of U.S. citizens get for Social Security. They quote one person that worked from 1944 till 2004, only gets $791 a month. The federal government provides a single refugee with a monthly allowance of $1,890 each, and they can get another $580 in social assistance for a total of $2,470 a month. Now, I don't know how I can't guarantee those figures are right, but it's coming from American taxpayer, you know. Anyway, let's go back to the telephones. I think it's the Ron Paul day today. I didn't intend for it to be that way. We have a lot of other interesting information, but let's go to Spencer in Texas. Hi, Spence.
Hello, Derry. Haven't spoken to you in a while. Hope everything's going well. Your show's fabulous.
Thank you.
Listen, we're helping out Ron Paul down here in one of the meetup groups in El Paso, Texas, and there's just an awful lot that's going on. We have a fellow who's riding from West Coast to the East Coast. His name is Michael. I can't pronounce his last name. It's Italian, and it's kind of strange. But on the road, we ran into the deputy sheriff there in Pecos, and you know, he was just ripe, and he was looking for a candidate that fulfilled all the things that Ron Paul fulfills. And there's just so many people out there. When you tell them about Ron Paul, that's the exact candidate they're looking for, but they haven't heard about him.
Yeah, nobody, you know, they've kept him in the dark all this time.
Absolutely. You know, in Las Vegas, you know, they do their research. And they have him at 1-3 odds to be the Republican nominee. So people that are out there saying that Ron Paul doesn't have a chance, well, then they're not looking at Las Vegas and the incredible research they do on their odds.
So what are you saying here with Vegas odds? What do you mean?
Well, basically, the bookies have set the odds of Ron Paul being the Republican candidate at 1-3, and you can make a bet on it.
Okay.
And that came down from 200-1, or 1-200, just 4 months ago. He raised $4.3 million in one day just a week and a half ago.
Right.
And he's on his way to $8 million.
Well, it was 6.4 the last time I looked.
How much?
$6.4 million.
Yeah, there you go. And but he's on his way. We're looking at $20 million by December 18th. That's what we're looking at. We got out and talked with some of the people at the truck stops, and they're saying that they're making between $10 and $12 an hour, and they are ripe for this information because Ron Paul wants to stop this North American Union. And so what we're going to do is get with the office here in El Paso that has to do with 174 different truck stops, and we're going to get with them, and they put out a flyer to every one of the truck stops, but I think they're going to let us put up a big sign for Ron Paul. The fact is that the dollar's falling like a rock, and if we don't shore it up with gold like he wants to do, which is something that no other candidate's talking about, and if we don't pull our troops in from overseas and if we don't stop spending money that is just not taking care of America, we're going to end up in a mell of a mess. We're going to be bankrupt, and this country is going to slide into a third world or a second world status.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Spencer. Let's go to Tony in Tennessee. Hi, Tony.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I'm wanting to get in on this here because I tell you what, down here in Tennessee, I'm seeing things that I've never heard before in my life. I'm not an old man. I'm 63 years old. But I've got a son that works at a big factory here, and he's 35, never voted in his life. And I didn't say anything to him about Ron Paul. He said something to me. He said, Dad, have you heard of Ron Paul? I said, I sure have. He said, well, I tell you what. He said, everybody over at the plant says not even voted. Said they're getting out and registered. Said they're tired of the way this country's going. They're tired of the taxes. and they're tired of the lies.
They're lucky they've got...
Go ahead.
I was going to say they're lucky if they work in a plant that they have a plant.
Yeah, well, it's owned by the Japanese, of course. But anyway, be sure and give out Ron Paul's number as often as you can, because he puts on a fresh message every Monday. And let me get a couple of things in here. The news people that you was talking about being stupid, they're not stupid. They're instructed on...
Oh, sure they are. Of course they are.
They're instructed on what to bring up and what not to bring up and not to talk about it. But even on the debates, if you've noticed, Jerry, they don't cover the things that the American people want covered.
You know, I watch a little bit of CNN and Fox every day, pretty early in the morning at least, just to find out. I don't want to come into the office and find out after I get here that the White House was blown up, or that Los Angeles fell off into the Pacific Ocean or something. But all you hear is O.J. Well, did he see that gun or not? You know, I mean, who cares?
Well, that's what they use to cover up.
Sure it is.
On TV.
Sure it is.
And but anyway, the thing that my son and the rest of his friends over there, they're just tired of the lies. And it was in our paper this over the weekend. They've got everything ready to go in Iran now, and you wait and see. Before the election starts, they'll attack Iran. You wait and see if they don't.
Okay, hey, appreciate the call. Let's go to Joe in Chicago. Hi, Joe, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Derry. I wanted to pass along a little story that I got from Wall Builders in Texas concerning Ron Paul and being electable and people that won't vote for him because he's not electable.
Go ahead.
There was a congressman back in the early 1800s who was voting to end slavery. Every time Congress met, he would bring the same bill up to end slavery. Once he was interviewed by a paper, and the paper said, you know, aren't you getting tired? Don't you feel stupid, you know, bringing up this bill every time and it never gets through? He says, no, my God only requires that I do the right thing. The results are in his hands.
Yeah, see, that's what I said. When we're voting for evil, why vote for just the less? First of all, you don't know the lesser of the evils. I can't believe Kerry could have destroyed as much of the Constitution as Bush has done in 8 years.
Yeah, when Perot was running for president, there was a guy at church who said, what he told me, because I voted for Perot because I didn't have any other choice at the time, you know, what are you voting for Perot for? You're gonna make sure that Clinton gets in. And I said, and I passed along that story to him, and it just blew him away. You know, he didn't have anything to say after that.
Yeah, I think they threatened to kill Perot, but there was some reason. Remember, he said, if you can put me on every state's ticket, I'll run for president. I'll be your next president. Well, he got on every state's ticket. And I think he could have been president. I think the people would have elected him, because way back then they were already disgusted with what was happening in Washington. And then all of a sudden, remember, he backed out?
Yeah.
And
well,
then he came back.
Right.
The whole thing doesn't make sense. And he is a guy. I know a little bit about about Ross Perot. If you do a little research on him, you'll find out that he chartered airplanes and went overseas to try to get our troops back when they were in prison and all that. The guy had guts, but something frightened him, and you know they didn't buy him off. That would be out. So they had to threaten him, is the way I look at it.
Or his family, yeah. But see, that's what I fear about Ron Paul, too. As soon as he starts getting close, okay, they're going to do something. That's the way this country runs now.
Okay, hey, thanks for the call, Joe. Let's go to Kim in Illinois. Hi, Kim. Ken. Okay.
I'm here.
K-E-N. I had Kim. All right. Hi, Ken. You're on the air.
Okay. I got some information. I don't remember where I got it. I do a lot of research. But on Ron Paul, that he did vote for that most favored trade status with China. Now, you might want to look that up on the Internet and see if it's factual.
I don't care. Everybody can make a mistake once in a while.
Well, I know. But that was a big
see, now, here's what the news media will do. They're just like you. They're going to pick out any little nitpicking thing that they can. You know, it's just like a horse buyer. You can find something wrong with every one of them. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Let's go back to the telephones. Bruce in Illinois. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Derry. I appreciate your show so very much, as always. The Ron Paul situation, I think that there's no doubt that why he is not known to the American people is not the far-left media, and it's not the Democrat Party. It's the Republican Party. The Republican Party hates Ron Paul. The Republican Party hated Alan Keyes and other people that stand up for what is right. Keyes did not have a chance to speak at George Bush's convention when he was a viable candidate a few years ago.
Didn't they actually keep him out?
I don't know if they kept him out, but he for sure, he was a viable candidate. He got lots of votes in the primaries,
sure.
And he should have had the opportunity to speak his piece at the convention, and Bush and the Republicans kept him off of that platform. We're homeschoolers, and there are 2 million children now in America being homeschooled. Three of them have visited the Derry Brownfield studio.
Oh, really?
Sat across the desk from you, Derry, a couple of years ago.
Okay.
On a field trip. And Ron Paul is the only candidate who endorses homeschooling. He thinks that the children and or grandchildren have more and should have more to say about the children's education than the government schools. And Ron Paul is a viable candidate. If people knew about Ron Paul, what he stands for, he is electable. Now, right now, he's not. But the more he gets out on the airways and the more people like you and your listeners get involved, the more that he is electable.
Well, he's got a year.
Yep, that's right. He's got plenty of time.
Well,
the Republicans have to understand that the midterm elections that were held a couple of years ago or a year ago, they lost, and it's not because of what Bush and others in the Republican Party said. It wasn't because of the scandals. It wasn't because of the war. It's because the Republican Party and their candidates every two or every 4 years say they're going to stand up for people who are interested in these social values and why America is going down in the toilet, and then they don't do anything about it. That's why they lost. And I think that Ron Paul, there's no doubt about it, he will stand up for what he believes.
Have you by any chance heard John Hagee's program he had about Jerusalem and protecting Israel, and when who was Speaker of the House?
Danny Hastert?
No. Gingrich. When Newt Gingrich.
Okay.
When Newt Gingrich. Did you hear the speech that Newt Gingrich made?
I did not.
It's worth getting the tape just to listen to Newt Gingrich's speech, because you would swear it's Ron Paul talking.
Is that right?
Yeah, but he had every opportunity. He didn't talk like that when he was in office.
That's right. That's right, because he had to kowtow to the Republican Party.
Okay, I hear music. We're going to be in the home stretch here pretty quick. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices eased Friday on profit taking despite a weaker dollar and $96 oil prices. Gold closed in New York off $3.10 to $832.10 an ounce, but ended with a 3% gain for the week. Silver rose a penny to $15.48. The last $50 rise in gold prices have been fueled by hot money that could prove fickle, but any correction will likely be short, said Russ Norman of the Bullion Desk. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's November the 17th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consignments include a 100-head string of fancy 3 to 6-year-old Angus bred to calve beginning the 1st of March. Another 100-head of black and black baldies and some Charolais crosses. Their cows have nice calves by their side. 65-head of black and black baldy 3 to 6-year-olds, both fall and spring calvers. Here's a 50-head string of Angus March calvers. They're bred to Charolais bulls. The rest of these cattle are all bred to Angus bulls, pretty much. 50-head with calves by their side. Also included are several red and red-white-faced cows, as well as a 20-head consignment of longhorns bred to Corriente bulls. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments for the special bred cow sale coming up this coming Saturday, November the 17th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Well, we just had Bruce Milnoy on the air. Jeff tells me there's another Bruce, a different Bruce from Illinois. Hi, Bruce. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Hey, I received a message over the weekend that from the Ron Paul campaign that Ron Paul still needs signatures in Illinois to be able to get on the Republican primary ballot for Illinois. And we basically only have about a week here, and he still needs signatures in every district, every congressional district in the state. So if people can maybe get on the ball to the Ron Paul campaign and find out where they can go and sign a petition, they need to do so.
Yeah, I saw that same thing this morning. Are you with the Ron Paul group at all? I mean, are you on a committee or anything?
Yeah, what it is, I signed up to their email alerts. You can go to the Ron Paul campaign website.
Yeah, give it to us.
I've lost it, Barry. Went to another phone and I've lost it. Just type in Ron Paul.
I'm sure it can.
And in a search engine, and you can get to his website.
Yeah.
Sign up for his email alerts, but you can get the name and address and phone number of the man that's running the coordinator here for Illinois. But we need petitions, and basically we only have 1 week.
All righty. Hey, appreciate the call. I wonder if there aren't other states in the same situation as that. But is Spencer back with us?
Yeah, Spence is back, and he says it's powerful. Spence, what do you got?
Yeah, Derry?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, we've got 101 reasons to vote for Ron Paul. That website for Ron Paul is ronpaul2008.com.
ronpaul2008.com.
Right, real simple. But here it goes, Derry.
We don't have time for 100 of them.
Okay, I know. You can cut me off when you want to. I'll just keep reading. He supports the Constitution. He believes in religious freedom. He has never voted for a tax increase. He is against public funding of abortion. He's against public abortion abroad. He is against the National ID or Real ID Act. He believes in the just war theory. He supports the rights of private property owners. He wants us out of the UN. He wants us to trade with nations and not war with them. He is for the Second Amendment rights. He opposes NAIS, that's the National Animal Identification System. He wants to shrink the federal government, not expand it. He has no plans to start a war with Iran or anyone else. He wants to bring our troops home. He does not belong to the CFR. He has not received campaign contributions from Rupert Murdoch like Hillary has. He doesn't have any special interest money coming into his coffers at all. His running mate most likely would not have shot anyone in the face. He wants to end the IRS. He wants to cut spending, really cut spending. He's against eminent domain. He's against NAFTA superhighway. He's against the North American Union. He is for the principle of sound money. He's against the idea of the Amero. He's against the Federal Reserve, monopoly, and monetary regulation. He is philosophically opposed to big government. He voted against the misnamed Patriot Act that stripped us of our rights. He is for the Bill of Rights. He knows the meaning of liberty. He was one of four people that supported Reagan early on. He's been married for 50 years. He is, which is an achievement in these days. He's not married to Hillary. His supporters love him. He is at once a lifetime candidate because his record is consistent. He is against funding the so-called war on drugs, another unsuccessful war. He is actually against funding many unsuccessful federal programs. He does not want to ruin health care by nationalizing it like Hillary or Obama does. He is a student of history. He votes in accordance with the Constitution. He will not forcibly implant us or our troops with microchips or like devices for safety, for your safety, of course.
What number are you on now, Spencer?
Oh, we're on 43.
Okay, well, that's about as far as we're going to get to go today. We're out of time. Ron Paul can win. And may the good Lord bless and keep you all the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
with